Welcome to Alien Theorist Theorizing.
The Flat Earth Part 2.
Yeah, Flat Earth Part 2. Case File 17, Flat Earth, Revisited.
It was so good we had to come back to it.
We just wanted to notify all our fans that we're shutting down the podcast and we're leaving tomorrow.
We're joining the Flat Earth Hub on their cross-country tour.
To spread the truth.
We've been converted. We're sorry.
Oh, God.
Just kidding. I'm Zell.
I'm Braden.
That's Dan.
That's Dan.
I'm Dan. I'm here.
He Dan's here. Yep.
Holy fuck. So last podcast, interesting feedback, lots negative.
Quite harshly negative.
Yeah, it actually was. Some people made it hopefully it'll clear up a little with the after hours we just released. But like, I feel some messages were like, I can't believe you guys believe this shit. And I was like, we don't at all. Like at all. Not even the slightest bit.
Yeah, I never remember really agreeing to anything that I can remember of.
No, we were polite, but that's because they were
scary. You were just being gracious hosts, which is just being good protocol. Like,
but they didn't drink our water, so.
They didn't drink the water.
Fuck us.
They drank that Kool-Aid.
They brought their own water.
Well, they drank the Kool-Aid maybe, but. Anyways, I don't know. It's quite the theory.
Yeah,
and they have their points that they think are right, and I hope they do this experiments and they let us know what the outcome is.
It's either way, like I said, it's nice to mix things up. It was nice to have guests in the studio. Am I going to jump on the opportunity to have guests in the studio immediately again? Absolutely fucking not.
I'm going
to
say no.
Yeah, fuck that.
Because now, like, no one knew where this place was before, and now it's open.
Now it's open to the public. Public knowledge.
Whoever they want.
Well, soon it won't be though.
Soon, I am actually. We are moving.
That's right. The news is all signs are green. The studio is moving. Bigger, better studio.
Slightly bigger. Not any better, probably.
Just bigger. Can we get comfy chairs?
I'm just getting recliners.
Perfect.
No, you guys gotta have lawn chairs, just like plastic lawn chairs.
What do you think we're sitting in now? I was about to lay on the floor on this one. My back's killing me.
No, I have a villain chair where I can sit in and spin around. And
yeah, fuck yeah.
That's the only good chair in here.
No, I think we're still going. I can't see.
Oh, no, we're going.
We've been having so many meltdowns.
No, anyway, this is Case File 17, Crop Circles.
Yeah, Crop Circles. But first off, Space News.
Space News.
Man, some pretty cool things. SpaceX successfully landed their latest launch. Pretty cool. I'm always excited when I read that
stuff.
That's
a lie because there's no such thing as space.
Yeah. Sorry. Walt Disney landed it, though.
Yeah. Okay, we're done. I'm done with it.
Disney spaceship. Yeah, they landed. That's cool. I always like keeping up with that stuff. I would love to be on one of those passenger flights that go into space. It'd be fucking so cool. Other than that, so if you're in the Northern Hemisphere, just auroras going crazy. Australia, you got some auroras too. Get out there. If it's clear, sit back and enjoy the show. It looks like we're going to have a couple for the next few days. So today's April 5th? 6th?
The 8th. We're recording on the 8th.
April
8th. You're probably listening. It's probably April 10th or later.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, you know what? In that case,
You tried.
Give it a try. You might go out.
You
but
stick
anyways,
your head out your window and you may
I've seen
see something.
Tons of pictures of last couple of days of auroras and stuff and breathtaking stuff. So very cool. I think that's it for space news.
I got no space news. Okay. So other than the Earth is flat.
The Earth is flat. Yeah, that's...
And
oh my
in
God.
That case, there is no space news.
Honestly, I don't think Andrew wanted to come because he was just like, I'm still not recovered from the last podcast. He's like, I'm just not recovered.
He said he was fucking exhausted, so.
Yeah, he is. It's been like a week and a half.
Yeah, something like that. Week and a bit.
I was ready to just shut her down. That's it. Since we released that.
The flat earthers almost broke you.
Oh, they did, man. Oh, my brain. From trying to fucking logically make sense. Think logically is just... impossible.
Yeah, okay.
I do some mental gym contortions.
Yeah, okay. Crop circles.
Crop circles.
Boom, boom.
Yeah.
What do we know about crop circles?
Well, basically,
there's a crop.
There's crops,
and someone puts a circle.
There's some circles that pop up in there.
Huh.
It's been like a phenomenon for forever now. Pop up in, there's reports of crop circles in 29 countries around the world. You'll also see them
in the M. Night Shyamalan classic Signs.
You know what? Yes. That's a fucking great movie.
That is a good movie.
Actually,
I would like to rewatch it and see how it holds up.
It doesn't hold up because the last 10 minutes are bad.
Right.
Because
it falls apart at the end. It
falls apart at the end because our atmosphere, we're all water. And somehow they're allergic
but
to water.
But in there, crop circles in Signs, they did make a mistake that most of the crop circles that they have been reported are usually in barley or wheat fields. And the ones that they did in Signs was in a cornfield.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it's not really maize or corn really at all. It's all barley, wheat.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I was always just under the assumption that it was, for some reason, it was just corn.
Well, it's like 85% of crop circles are in England. Or United.
I think the corn was a creative decision where they're like, okay, if we do corn, it's scarier, basically, because when you're running through a cornfield, you can't see anything.
Yeah.
Which it worked, so...
Well, yeah, because that makes even, because everyone, like, you read a tons of stuff saying that crop circles are hoax, but for barley and wheat, like, it's pretty light stuff, so, like, you would definitely leave footprints going through the stuff.
Well, yeah, and everything I've read, a lot of them can be attributed to humans doing it.
Yeah.
Because you can tell, from an aerial view, you can see, like, footprints through the field, even if there's like the irrigation lines and you can see someone like walk on those to hide their footsteps, but you'll always find to get to the center something.
Yeah.
But anyway, we'll get into the man-made versus
just talk about the man-made ones right away? Because like I've seen a documentary where it showed guys using 2x4s, right? Laying down 2x4s and breaking the stalks.
Yeah, just put feet and walk around.
Yeah, I think it was in the 70s. The guys' names, they came forward to claim that they made all these crop circles. It was Doug Bauer and Dave Chorley. I don't know if I pronounced that right.
Motherfuckers.
Yeah, but
they confessed in 91. Yeah.
I'm not sure how many they actually confessed to, but it was, I want to say like 200 or something, like quite a few. And then they made the documentary to show how they did it with putting a stick in the middle of the field with a tight rope and walking and like putting pressure on that rope to like make a perfect circle. And then retracing their footprints out to another circle, and they could do one in like a night, but they'd be maybe relatively small.
Yeah. And now some of the ones you see are
fucking insane, like so fucking big. There's no way.
And just the detail and the intricacy.
Yeah, I think that's the word you're looking for.
Is just fucking mind blowing. Like some of the ones I've seen looking online and stuff.
Dan, what do you know? What's the earliest crop circle that they have found? Do you know?
Earliest crop circles? Well, I mean, they have them dating back all the way to like 1678. There's a news pamphlet about the mowing devil, right? Which is they have like a little picture. I don't know. I guess I had to post it up, but it's like this little picture of like this little horned figure going around and mowing down. it was actually cut like the. There's probably some pranksters running around cutting into fields and making crop circles or things like that. So, I mean, they go all the way back to the 1600s. Modern-wise, they have 1932. Some people found some circle in barley that was beaten down. I mean, I think the most famous one is the 1966 Tully, Queensland, Australia saucer nest.
Yeah, that's right.
What makes that one more famous?
Well, this one, a lot of the crop circles that they've seen, like nobody takes pictures, but this one was actually, there's evidence and people took pictures of the, where it was. Now it's not like the picture that they have it's not like complicated. It's kind of a, like the sighting combines both a report from a banana farmer on the property. He was driving his tractor past this, like it was a swamp area, and he said he saw like a UFO rise up over the tree line and then take off, just like tilt at a 45-degree angle and just boom, gone. And then it also interfered with his tractor. Like, he got off his tractor and he said the tractor kind of shut off. Like, he didn't turn it off. He would just, when the thing left, like, it just took out his tractor. He had to restart it. But when he walked over to investigate where the UFO had been, they found it's probably about I'm not exactly sure on the size, but it was like a mat of reeds that in a circular pattern,
just perfectly
approximately where the UFO had been. So either it had been resting there or it had like landed or come close to the ground and caused that.
And oh man, that's so
it's fucking weird, because that's it kind of started like the cult following of her crop circles, because he claimed he's seen a UFO before discovering the crop circle.
Yeah.
Like, most people just find the crop circle, and there may be UFOs in the area maybe, but not necessarily see the UFO itself that close. It's fucking, it's weird.
Man, it's so weird, because I'm going to say right now, I'm going to attribute some to people fucking.
Well, it's documented that people have made them, and you can make them with the plank and board and rope.
But there's other ones, like some of these other ones I see, it's to me, like, I look at it and it's like,
some of them are so detailed, it's mind-boggling.
Like, I want to say it's the closest thing to proof to me that I can get without seeing for my own eyes, because I'm just like I don't even understand how, and they're so perfect. Like,
they look pretty much perfect from the sky, a lot of them.
Yeah, I think
the ones that are really like artistic, the ones that have kind of like aesthetic value or whatever, I think those ones are man-made. But I believe like the Tully one more, because if it's a craft landing, I mean, there's no real, like, you know, it's not meant to be artistic. It's just evidence that something was there.
Yeah,
it's fucking crazy. And now let's go to what they think the man-made ones are and what the unidentified ones are. And the man-made ones are, they'll go and they'll research the crop circle, and they'll check the root or the plant itself. And if the plant is crushed, broken, or bent, you obviously tell it was stomped down with a board. And the majority of crop circles, you can tell this, but there's crop circles where they go and inspect it, and like Dan said, there's like an EMF and like affects like people's compasses and cameras and radios and like all this stuff in the crop circle, and the crops are bent on, it's called the node. You probably, if you like look at like a wild piece of grass, it has like those kind of bumps on it, on like the stem.
Yeah.
They'll be bent perfectly, almost look like they've been like a popcorn on one side, like a big bulge.
Yeah.
And then the crop is fully flattened all in the same direction, but it's actually not broken. It's like fused sideways. And those are the ones that are unexplained, where like, yeah, maybe it is man-made, but it's not done with a fucking plank and a stick, that's for sure.
Because one of the few articles I read on it was, I was trying to see like what people attribute them to, and like some people said like ball lightning and stuff would cause it. But, like, that.
Yeah, ball lightning's a good theory.
I just don't see how ball lightning could like make those patterns and
what
stuff.
What is exactly ball lightning?
It's another rare phenomenon. So
nobody can actually really explain it. I don't think they've come up with like a satisfactory explanation.
I'm picturing it's some type of spell from some RPG game.
I think it's only been caught on camera like
yes,
3 times.
Wizards,
yeah, exactly.
I'm on the wizard's boat.
lightning spell.
It's at least level 7 wizard casting ball lightning in a crop circle.
Yeah. So you're so sick of using chain lightning.
Yeah. Ball lightning.
I just don't see how ball lightning could make the patterns or anything. Like,
I could see it making one circle or one or two circles in a row or something.
Ball lightning's so rare that they're going to have you say that, like, okay, first off, the rare phenomenon of ball lightning happens. Second off, it affects the crops. And then third off is it makes a super intricate pattern. To me, ball lightning just, that doesn't make sense. I've read some other things that it's like magnetic interference in the earth and stuff caused it, like...
Bullshit.
Yeah.
How?
Yeah, I just don't...
How does it make that type of perfect figure?
Like, I don't want to just leap to aliens, but aliens.
It's fucking aliens, right?
Some of the explanations, one of them is a good one, is like they're caused by wind, like vortex movement of air. Like, oh. It could have been caused by dust devils, or as the Australians call them, willy willies.
Where's Byron when you need him?
I'm not joking.
Where's Byron when you need him?
Willy willies.
The old willy willies. Oh, man. We're changing our vocabulary on this show. I no longer refer to El Nasty as Bigfoot. Only El Nasty. And now, from here on out, the old willy willies.
The old willy willies.
There's no fucking way a willy willies causing a fucking crop circle, though. Like, to that effect. Like, it would blow through. You would see a line. Like, you know what I mean?
Some of these crop circles from above have like three-dimensional like squares on the crop circle with like, and the fucking the husks of whatever it is, the barley, are crossed over each other in a certain way to give that 3D effect from above. Nah, wind,
yeah,
ball lightning,
willy willies. I don't think so.
Come on,
I don't think so. Okay, so then if let's, like, my leading theory with the unexplained ones is definitely UFO phenomenon. Now why, like, let's theorize on why, like, why in the crops, like, why would you do that?
Why put them in a crop and not just fucking hack into our global network? Like, hey,
yeah,
we're here.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've heard that before. And the only thing I could say to it would be they're not meant to interfere. Kind of like the old Star Trek. Right? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know exactly what I mean? Where they go, you can look, you go and observe, but you can't actually interfere with the evolution of...
So you're saying there's a chance that the crop circles are the fucking same as the jackasses who go on vacation and carve their names in, like, the fucking pyramid when they're not supposed
to? Like, yeah, they're ETs breaking the rules is what they're doing.
They're fucking laying down a little graffiti in the crop circles.
Intergalactic graffiti. Like,
Honestly, I'm trying to think of
what type... was here.
I'm trying to think of what type of energy could put down, like, they're pretty much changing the molecular structure of the crop, how they flatten them. And sometimes,
I mean, like you said, if it's bubbled out at the bottom, like, it's probably it's got to be some sort of heat thing. I could say plasma or something like that.
It's something I've heard, like someone did, I can't remember who, I think it was, like, I want to say University of, like, Michigan or something like that, but look into it. They took microwaves and they, like, microwaved the crops to see what would happen to the nodes, because they thought, like, well, maybe, like, kind of like popcorn, right? You microwave popcorn and the water in it will expand and pop it one way. And then, but no, they couldn't find any evidence that microwaves could cause it. It would just heat up the whole stem of the plant. It wouldn't actually just pop the node, because that's not like an airtight thing. The air would just leak out. And then they also said that if it was, say, by the chance it was microwaves, for them all to pop on the same, like, on the pattern, because they pop on one side and as the circle goes around, like, the node pop kind of moves around, said that's just not possible. It would pop randomly if it was a microwave, they said.
See, I'm all for, like, the crop circles that are caused by UFOs that could be potential, like, landing sites. Like, if the UFO uses some sort of, like, centrifugal or vortex motion, some like anti-gravity technology, and they just kind of hover above the ground, or when they land in a field, and I would say that could cause it, something like that. Like, it, you know, bends. If it's some sort of propulsion method that we, as a species, human beings, don't understand yet, I mean, it's not far to believe that it's something like that could happen.
The only trouble I have about that is some of them are, like, in such designs that for it to just be a landing, like, it doesn't make sense to me that it would just be a landing, because they're so close together, you know what I mean? Like,
they're always geometrically, like, symmetrical a lot of the times.
So, like, to me, I always, like, other than just tagging, man, you know what it probably is? It's probably, what are those little codes you can scan on your phone?
Well, with all the...
The QR codes?
Yeah, codes. Yeah. It's just alien QR codes, right? So they go on and they're like, you can just check it out.
They're probably just fucking with us is what they're doing.
Probably. That's I wonder if anyone's like done the math and like measured out the spheres and stuff and seen if there's any like, because maybe they're trying to like communicate in like a basic math or something. But like,
oh man, I was going to get to that. They communicate in sacred geometry in a lot of these crop circles.
Oh, what?
So sacred geometry. Well, it doesn't work if there's not more than one person.
Yeah, I know.
Andrew, where are you? Anyway, sacred geometry is like if you put sand or salt on a surface and you play a frequency through it, that sand or salt will like take a shape and they will be like perfectly symmetrical. So if I play like 440 hertz through a plate, that sand or salt or whatever, like granular crystal you put on there, will take a shape of a certain like geometric pattern. And if you change the frequency, that pattern will change. And a lot of these crop circles replicate frequencies of geometric shape like that. So either it's a really, really clever hoax done very well and they know exactly at what frequency the shape will take place, or it's fucking aliens.
It's fucking mind-blowing. But again, for me, like, even at that, it's like, I just don't understand, like, why?
Like, some of them, there's one, it's easy to find. If you just type in, like, top 10 crop circles ever found, there's one, and it's these series of, like, circles, kind of like segments of a circle. And if you, I don't know if you're smart enough, like these people were, they figure out that that is the representation of pi. Like 3.142, blah, 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 up to like 27 digits or something ridiculous.
Holy fuck.
The same type of thing as like the pyramids, they left like mathematical clues and stuff inside the pyramids.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's fucking nuts. Like,
Is that super neat, but like, what are they trying to communicate?
Yeah, exactly. I agree too.
It's like, well, we already fucking know about pi, so thanks a lot, jerks. Like,
yeah, but maybe like it might be one of those things where it's just like, they think they're giving us something simple, but it's just, we just can't even fathom what they've given us. Like, it doesn't make sense. We're not even looking at it the right way. You know what I mean? Like, other than pi, but maybe there's something else in that, in those circles where we're just looking at it as random numbers or random measurements.
All right, but why put it somewhere like crop circles? Why not put it somewhere more permanent, you know? Like, when we sent out Voyager 1 or whatever, we put it on like a golden disc about, you know, we're humans. Here's the picture of the humans and, you know, this is our math and things like that. So why not put it somewhere where it's not going to be, you know, cut down the next day or, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm still going back to my theory is they're not supposed to do it, but they're little alien punks just fucking they're tagging our planet.
Wait, they're alien skids.
Alien skids.
Fucking around.
Waste of space.
Bunch of shit bags. I also think, like, I don't know, like, it's got to be some sort of form of communication. Oh, you know what I just thought of? Maybe it's, because there's always talk about there's so many different races of aliens that maybe like these crop circles are just where like different types of aliens frequently visit. So they're like laying down their fucking like gang signs.
I can get on board with that.
I could get on board with that too. Except most of crop circles are in England.
Are in England?
I want to say like 90% or 80% or something.
Well, fucking England's run by the Little Greys, man.
They like visiting England. Maybe they just like the weather. I don't know.
Well, like a lot of these are close to Stonehenge, and I know in our Stonehenge case file we didn't really have much to say about it, but I guess it is located on some type of ley line, like power grid of the world. So they think it's some type, like crop circles are also found on similar ley lines.
Kinda. So like, because I read they've only been found in 29 countries, reported in 29 countries mm-hmm. around the world. So I wonder if these other 29 countries kind of fall on in line with England, if you drew a line like through it. Like, I wonder how many of those connect.
I don't know, but I don't know about that. But there is, in the United States, there was a university. I think that was actually University of Michigan, not what I said before, so disregard that. They were investigating crop circles in the United States that were happening simultaneously, and they were each like pointing to the next one kind of thing.
Oh, really? Oh, that's fucked up.
That's cool.
Yeah, if you actually, that will pop up in Google right away if you search it. So that's, I don't know. It's definitely weird, and some are definitely man-made 100%.
Yeah,
because they've shown people make them, and they've been made pretty intricate. But you can't bend the stock and like rupture that node to make it fall over. You have to break it or bend it.
Yeah, and
it looks like the actual like it's been changed. Like the DNA of the plant is just like accelerated growth one way and just grew downwards. That's what it looks like.
That's fucked
it's
up.
Fucking nuts.
It could be like time manipulation technology is like how they move.
Well, like if aliens, if the ETs are like interdimensional beings,
it's like them coming into our dimension, and that's
well, really it's like nice. It's like a maybe like a warp effect, you know? It's like a like a time dilation effect or something. They kind of like Terminator, like when they have the big ball and it's like it, you know, it like flies.
Yeah, I like that, and it's like as they come into back into our time, it's kind of rippling, sending a rippling effect right till the day that plant grew.
It like manipulates time, and if it's growing, and like you know, it accelerates the growth one way, and then
fucking we cracked it.
But it very well could be because that manipulation of time could very well trigger sacred geometry through like if the whole universe is based on frequency and we're like beams of light and frequency, why not some type of space ripple could cause that same type of geometric pattern?
Yeah, like some ripple in time when you're breaking and when you're coming through. Yeah, fuck yeah, we just cracked it. We just cracked it. Crop circles are not messages; it's time travel. And they're giving us the tools to time travel. We can't figure it out.
Yeah, so if you're listening right now, throw away everything you know about crop circles. We just told you the answer.
Yeah.
But in all seriousness, some of these fucking crop circles are nuts. Let's see here. I'm gonna go through a list of some insane.
Well, hold on. The main question is why? Like why? And I'm gonna say right now, it's to hide God.
I was wondering if we're going to be able to bring that in.
Okay, sorry.
It's a quick segue over there, but yeah. Case file 16, the flat earth.
Yeah. Fat earth. Someone posted, like, they showed a picture of flat earth, and then they said, real earth has curves.
flat earth isn't sexy.
Yeah, and then it said, end earth shamming or something.
Yeah.
What were you going to say? You're going to list off some famous crop circles here.
Well, I'm just going to give you a couple for now that I think are just insane to be able to be done overnight.
You got this. Take English, a breather.
Fucking English people. Oxfordshire Field, England, 2009. This crop circle spans an incredible 600 feet, double the size of most crop circles. In one night, it says it was fucking done in one night. It's nuts.
600 feet?
600 feet.
Like, is it just one big circle? Or it's like a intricate pattern.
No, it's
like
intricate pattern of a whole bunch of circles.
Oh my God.
It's insane. Search that and you'll be like. Obviously, I guess you could do that.
It looks like.
You could do it.
It looks like pearl spheres, like all connecting, all in different sizes, like perfectly. It's crazy.
If you had enough people, you could do it in one night, I think.
But to not fuck up. You know what I mean?
Right.
To not fuck up at all. Yeah.
And like there's like you look at that and there's not really signs that there's a shitload of people going in and out of there. Were they all following each other?
Oh, sorry. The one I'm talking about is actually Windmill Hill, UK.
Windmill Hill.
Yeah. This is the one. It has like, man, it's got to be like 60 circles in this thing. It's insane.
Yeah. It's something to look at.
And that one's not as big. Sorry. I'm looking at the page back right here. It's Oxfordshire Field, England, is this like jellyfish thing. Asymmetrical jellyfish on a field 600 feet long.
Let's see it. Turn it around.
It's insane.
Jesus.
I'm gonna send a link to this. It's on a Collective Evolution website, which is just an awesome website. They have sources for everything. It's great. But yeah, I'll post the link to it because these are insane.
I wonder if there's any barley fields around town or something.
I don't think we're in the barley growing zone around here.
How far do you think we'd have to go to find that?
Not that far. A few hours south.
Because like, maybe we should try to do one.
Well, we could just do it in like a hay field or something.
Yeah?
Sure.
Let's try it. We'll get the podcast guys. We'll live tweet us trying to do a crop circle overnight. We'll pick a design and we'll see if we can do it. We see if we can like feasibly plan it and like execute it.
I can see the newspaper headline now. Three Canadians arrested while on hay property.
Destroying vast amounts of eating crops.
Yeah, drunk.
Making crop circle in the shape of a giant dick.
Yeah. at Dick and Balls. No, let's do a giant one that just says ATT.
Just the letters?
Just the letters.
Good. Can we do it this big? Okay, here's another fucking crazy crop circle. This is the Netherlands, 2009. It's 530 by 450 meters. And it's an accurate recreation of Da Vinci's Vitruvian Man, which is like the moth guy.
Wait, can you turn it to me?
I'm going to turn it to you.
Holy fuck.
And it's so fucking perfect. It's unreal. Like, and okay, let's go back to why. Why would they put that? Like, I guess Da Vinci is one of our great artists, and they're like, we know.
Yeah,
we know your history, and we can't really help you, but we're going to just recreate this guy's fucking painting. He's a chump.
Yeah, no big deal. In fucking some barley.
I can fucking build that in 5 minutes in a barley field.
Oh, man, that's so weird. What happened to Da Vinci? When did he die? Are we sure he's not time traveling?
Definitely can't be sure about that.
Because I'm just saying. Like that's such a weird thing. To me, that's more human. Man, imagine if it's not even alien. Imagine if it's just time traveling humans, like leaving crop circles.
Like that's us from another timeline in the string.
Yeah. Oh fuck! I didn't even thought of that.
Kind
of
like the Interstellar, where they can't really communicate; they can only manipulate what we see or experience. Or
yeah,
I don't know.
That's fucked. But it's like to me, like to do that artwork, like Da Vinci's artwork. It's so human. You know what I mean? Like why? Like, it would make more sense to me if it was a human doing that.
Yeah, and they're looking for John Connors.
Yeah. If there's a human, though, and they're coming back to, like, warn us about something, just fucking warn us.
Yeah. Well, unless they're warning us about Mothman.
Huh? That's a conspiracy right there.
Wait, why did Da Vinci... Are you sure Da Vinci drew the Mothman like that? Have we talked about the Mothman?
Just call it the Mothman. The Vitruvian Man? The Mothman.
It's not the Mothman.
It's not the Vitruvian Man. It looks like a Mothman.
Oh, it looks like a Mothman.
So, it's the Vitruvian Man, but it looks like a moth.
Like, it's the Vitruvian Man, like, in the center kind of thing, without the extra limbs and arms, except he's got, like, huge-ass wings.
Yeah, instead of this... Well, like, he has the multiple arms. You can see the multiple arms, but arms, he has, like, moth wings and moth and, like, an antenna.
If we ever talk... Where's Mothman? Like, where's... that's Southern States.
Pennsylvania. That's, like, Pennsylvania.
Yeah,
Pennsylvania?
Something like that. Someone actually asked us to do a case file on that one.
That's a cool one.
It's cool.
It's a good movie.
They have a freaking like festival. They have a Mothman festival in the town like every year or something. And
he's a false god. They shouldn't be doing
false
this.
Idol.
Okay,
what's next?
I got one here. Another crop circle. This one, if it's a hoax, is the fucking best crop circle. Maybe the second best crop circle. I'm gonna try and butcher it here. Chilbolton, UK, 2002. It's this crop circle. From the ground, you can't notice what it is. But as you come, you go aerial, you look down, and it's a portrait of what looks like an alien.
Flip it over here.
Looks like an alien. I'm gonna show brain right here. From the sky, it looks like a fucking 3D picture of an alien.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
And on the right side of it, it's like a circle with all these like, I guess, like dashes. It looks like some sort of code. They say it's like a circle with all these little... It's like a code, and they say that code is binary, but represented in a graph. And they've translated it to, "Beware the bearers of false gifts and their broken promises. Much pain, but still time. There is good out there. We oppose deception, or we oppose the deceivers. Conduit closing."
Wow. What?
That's,
so that, is it, the portrait the people were supposed to be watching out for, or is that...
Here, my first guess when I read this was like, okay, lizard people are the deceivers. They've infiltrated our planet, let's say. And this other alien race does not want to impose on our evolution, but they don't agree with what one of their galactic peers is doing on Earth. And this is like their attempt to... But again, like, just fucking tell us.
Yeah.
Come on. If you can put this intricate ones and zero codes in a graph... But I'm saying if this is a hoax, it's awesome. It's like the greatest thing someone's ever done.
I wonder if there's... man. Like the thing for me, though, even if someone were to come forward and be like, yeah, I did that, I'd be like, motherfucker, show me again. Do it again. Right? Like overnight. do it again.
Yeah, and like all these things are always done overnight in the dark too.
Yeah.
Like the farmers and shit, a lot of them have like, they'll have cameras or whatever. They can never catch it on film because it's always in the dark. So it's always within, let's say, 12 hours max.
Yeah.
Max. And this last one, I guess, is very close to where, if you've heard of SETI, eh, Dan?
Yeah, what?
The Search for Extraterrestrial Intelligence.
Yeah, I've heard of SETI, yeah.
Yeah, we sent that message into space, right? In like the binary code telling whoever would get it of what our genetic makeup is, how tall we are, how we transmitted, what our DNA is like, all this stuff.
Right, right.
And then that was in like 1972. I think it was done by Carl Sagan and other people. But fuck, I can't remember what it's called. The Arecibo Radio Telescope. It's in the UK. And they had a crop circle that was, I guess, it looked exactly like the message we had sent in 72. But the message came back and it says in the same format, the first one, we sent out that we inhabit the third planet from our sun and we have this many millions of people and shit, right, to start. And they sent it back like, yeah, we're from this system, we inhabit the second, third, and fourth planets of our solar system, our population is this, we're a silicon-based life form, and all this crazy shit, and this is how we transmitted to you. And that was like in a crop circle, in a perfect graph, exactly how we sent, but in a crop circle, right next to a radio telescope. So that's fucked up.
That's so, super netballs. That's cool.
So the first thing I did, like, okay, it's right next to a radio telescope, so someone in that area obviously knows about this message. And yes.
So I would think that maybe that's the way they have to send a message. I mean, if you're asking why, it's like they have the technology to imprint a message like that. For some reason, it has to be in a field or something like that. But I don't see why they don't send like a different type of message, but maybe that's the way they have to send the message. It's like, why would that be that's such a stupid medium of communication.
It really is. And okay, like, so if we sent the SETI message out and we sent towards these stars, I guess the stars we sent to are 25,000 light years away in a direct line approach, right? Unless you're considering type of,
right. So, I mean, their communication or their mode of communication is some sort of like time. I would say it's some sort of like time dilation technology or some sort of time travel technology, but to send a message, and they have to imprint it on some sort of medium. I guess they can't use rocks or stone, so they just put it whatever was near. They'd have to have some way to, like, they know where we are. I guess the message they sent out would tell them where we are, so they send back like a message, and that's how it gets imprinted in the field. Like it they have to do it like that, I guess. I don't know.
It seems weird. It seems like they can only, with whatever their delivery method is, that they can only imprint on like organic material.
Yeah.
But at the same time, okay, now I thought that first too, and then I started thinking, okay, what if we sent this message, but this alien civilization was already here or very close to us, like either in our solar system or on the moon or already on Earth, and they just waited to tell us.
How spread out are the messages? Like one you said was 1972. When did we get the one back?
2000 and I want to say 2002, but let me find that for you real quick. But yeah, it was like early 2000s. Fuck, where is it? Anyways, yeah, it was like 2002. I'm going to find it right now. But so it's not enough time, right, for that signal to travel any significant distance.
Yeah.
So either they were already here and they received that message right away, and they've been slowly just like plodding away to just like slow disclosure.
Yeah.
Or like Dan said, they have some type of space altering time warp satellite. Maybe it's a Black Knight satellite.
Well, which would make sense, which what we were talking about before, where they get it and then their message like bends time and is like leaving that imprint.
Yeah. Like,
it could be something like they have to imprint it. They have to imprint it on that field, or it makes sense if it's near the SETI telescope. Like they zeroed in somehow on that area, and they're like, okay, this is how we can communicate, instantly, as opposed to we don't have any sort of receiving technology for their time warp technology. We don't have the, we can't. They can communicate through time and space, as opposed to using like a radio message or whenever they got it. our message, because I'm assuming that if we sent out a radio message, it would take like a while to get to wherever they are.
Yeah, if we go with our like straight line distance method that we kind of know, that distance is impossibly long, really, for any type of transmission.
Yeah, we're essentially transmitting well after the human race is probably gone.
If you want to link it, I mean, you could. If you want to link it to the Black Knight, you could say that the Black Knight satellite picked up us broadcasting the message, and that contains the kind of communication technology that they're able to, like, I don't know, it amplifies or it speeds up the message.
It's maybe just picking up like that. Anything that's coming out of Earth.
Right, and it sends it through some sort of wormhole or time warp.
That's fucked up, because we kind of theorized that when the power hours about the Black Knight.
Yeah.
Some alien artifact left here to monitor us, if you will. It's fucked up. It's really fucking crazy. And it was 2001 where they got the return. And it was right next to Britain's largest telescope, the Chibolton.
So it's like, even if that was a hoax, like, that is so well planned.
And if you search on Google right now, there's tons of photos of it. And it is like, how do you make that? It's not, you can't do it with ropes and a fucking paddle, because there's no shapes, really. It's all dots.
Flip it over.
You never seen this one before?
Oh, I've seen it before. I just want to see it again.
Anyways, yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy. There's no way.
It's just a bunch of dots.
It's like everything's knocked down except the message.
Yeah, except the where those ones and zeros would make a graphical representation of the message that is raised in the it's a barcode, really, is what it is.
It's fucked.
It's crazy. Like, I don't know, and like
there's no way people are doing that overnight.
You can't do it, and this is one of the ones, along with some of the other ones we've said, that has the like the EMF. Like, if interviews with compass and radios and phones and like all the shit in the crop circle itself, and they've actually done, there's this one doctor, I don't know if I can't remember his name actually, but look him up. He did studies on the growing, what do you want to say, the rate of growth of crops left over in the circle and the crops outside. And the farther you went from the circle, the more it went back to normal it went. In the circle, like, it was accelerated growth and like really crazy attributes of the plant. But the farther away if you went from the circle, in the real crop circles, not the man-made ones, went back to normal. So like some type of energy.
It like leaves an effect.
It like leaves an effect on the crops.
Jesus. So fucking weird.
Yeah, it's like, I never thought much about them. Like, I always heard like, oh, it's a hoax, blah, blah, blah. And I seen something like, oh, those are pretty cool. But I never looked into it too much. But if you really start looking and start, there's a lot of people that are fucking diehards into it, and they like go camp out in these circles. Some people have, there's evidence of little glowing orbs of light in the, like someone's filmed them in the crop circles after they've been made.
Oh, that's fucked up.
I don't know if that's an alien drone making them and they're controlling it from outer space, or it's some type of energy. We have no idea what it is. Bonkers.
Man, crop circles are fucked. That's crazy. How long do we run on this one?
Yeah, we got time.
Yeah. Oh, man. The SETI message one, to me, is just like the only thing that like gets me stumped on it, that makes me lean towards hoax at all, would be that the time difference. Like, because, yeah, it's like not long enough to send anywhere.
No, it's got to be something else. Either they received it right away, or at a, well, it also says like along that path to the to like our intended stars, there's many suns along the way.
Yeah.
Maybe some are only like 10 or 15 light years away. So maybe there was an actual like direct response, but.
Because, yeah, that like, ah, fuck, that's weird, man. It's so weird. Dan, what else you got to say about crop circles?
Not much. I think I'm good. I think I pretty much put my theory out there. I'm going with time travel technology, something like that.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that. That's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm leaning towards now too. Some sort of time manipulation that's fucking up like the plant at growth.
Okay, say it's that. How do you, and that, let's say that accounts for the sacred geometric shapes. But what about like the SETI message and the other alien message, like the portrait?
Yeah, that's true.
Like, if this is a hoax, and you know what? I guess it could be. It's not done with a stick and paddle, and no one else has any idea of how it could be done by humans at all.
Man, it's crazy. And they're so elaborate. And I go back to, like, looking, like, how the fuck do you make them so perfect? Like, we talked about the Nazca lines before, and you look at the Nazca lines, and they're like, they're not perfect. Like, you know,
they're,
I mean,
pretty close to it. I think the Nazca lines are actually, like, I think those are actually more impressive than crop circles, for me, at least. Because, so, I mean, if you think the technology we have now, and as opposed to what they had back then, you know.
Well, maybe those are just the first incidences of crop circles.
Well, we don't really know what technology they had, actually. Maybe they had something we don't know.
Maybe the poles have reversed or moved since then, and it has something to do with the magnetism. That's why we're getting them in UK now all the time. I wonder if we look at a map, like, and if all these lines, like Nazca and stuff, would line up, like, around the globe. Something to look into.
I've never really looked into, like, the ley lines. I've always heard about it.
Yeah.
But I'm not an expert in that field, but...
Me neither.
It would be cool to look into it, because...
Like, all the pyramids and stuff.
A lot of pyramids and a lot of, like, monolithic structures and stuff are all kind of based on that ancient ley lines. Like,
yeah.
Whole different type of power than we're used to, this generating electricity from turbines and stuff, so...
It's fucking crazy.
It's bonks.
Ryan, anything else on flat Earth? Fuck.
Yeah, so actually, the flat Earth has evolved with is a flat Earth with surrounded by entire 300-foot walls of ice. Circling above us is a sun that is like 28 kilometers wide, and a moon that is identical size that just rotate above the Earth and give us everything else that we know. That's flat Earth.
Anything else in crop circles?
We covered it. Look at every crop circle you can, because some of them are just insane. Yeah, some of them are man-made. Everyone knows this. There's been documentaries, and you can do it. We may try and do one. Maybe we're just talking out of our ass, but we can try.
Let's do it. Why not? Let's try. Why not? It'd be fun.
Yeah, sure.
Get wasted.
Just get drunk and do a crop circle.
Get someone, it's definitely not
going to be a circle.
Turn out real well.
Okay, so some news. Officially, Ouija board episode's coming up. Looks like we're going to do it Saturday, April 30th.
That is the day.
So,
that is a Saturday, April 30th?
I think so, yeah.
Fuck yeah.
No. So we're going to have to do it Friday night.
But midnight, so it's a 30th.
3 a.m. Friday night.
Okay. Well, yeah, we're doing it. That's when we're doing it.
That's the April 30th, I guess.
Is Saturday a.m. Wouldn't that be Saturday morning?
Yeah, Saturday morning. Sorry, Dan. I guess the thought process behind that is apparently April 30th is the 50th anniversary of the Satanic religion.
Ooh.
And...
We're just adding layers on top of our...
And the Ouija board is originally made by Hasbro, and Hasbro's owned by Disney.
So it all makes sense.
Yeah.
It's owned by Satan.
And Disney runs the flat Earth, so it's all the same. So that's coming up.
Oh, it all makes sense now.
Case File 20. I can almost tell you right now, it's going to be a two-parter. Case File 20.
Sure, probably.
Probably, because lots of people want to come on and talk about it. It's fucking fascinating. Like, there's way more behind that than the fucking flat Earth.
Well, I keep looking at it, and I keep thinking, and like the ancient Tibetans and all this stuff, they all talk about giant caverns and cave systems inside the Earth, and people live in there.
Wait, what are we talking about? Hollow Earth?
Yeah.
What is this?
Case File 20.
Case File 20 is Hollow Earth.
That's Case File. Oh, I thought you were still talking about the Ouija board.
No, that's going to be Case File 19. Probably. Oh,
okay.
Yeah, we'll see.
Hollow Earth's going to be cool. I think Hollow Earth is a real good one.
I'm fucking stoked for Hollow Earth. Next episode, we're going to do a kind of a power hour, I think. We'll get to the Phoenix Lights for Trace to
We're
death
doing a UFO encounter power hour.
Yeah.
That was a good one. I saw that tweet. It was pretty neat.
Yeah, Trace to Death. Thanks for that. We will get to that.
We'll call it Trace to Death, but maybe just Trez to Death.
Trez to Death. I don't know. Correct us.
She's our follower from Colorado somewhere.
I don't know. Three to Death?
Maybe.
That's French.
Trey?
Trey Bien is like very good.
Yeah. So Mary Fairy to Death?
Good to Death?
Very. I don't know. Anyways. That's who she is.
Fairy to Death?
We were on Skype. We're still on Skype. We'll maybe try to call a couple more fans after we get off with Dan. Thanks to Jason, our friend Jason. Jason's been around with us almost since the beginning.
Very early, yeah.
Very early. I would say probably the only person I can remember earlier than him is Ivan, but Ivan's been a ghost.
Ivan, you ghosted. You still owe us a Power Hour theme song.
That's why we haven't done another Power Hour, Ivan.
Come on, Ivan.
So thanks. Find Jason at @Cobra_Law. Jason Voorhees. He told us a wicked ghost story.
He may or may not have a shadow person or equivalent attached to his life.
Yeah. That sucks.
That sucks.
Yeah, man.
Period.
I feel for you.
Not gonna lie.
I like it. He told that story and I was like, oh, man, I was
fucking locking the door in here.
Shadow people are legitimately creepy.
They are, man.
Shadow people stories are just mad, crazy, weird.
I've been listening to more and more of them and they are all fucking weird.
They super creep me out.
Any more people, man? You know what? And I fucked up on the Flat Earth episode. I had a whole bunch of questions from fans from Facebook.
Yeah, we forgot.
But you listen.
No,
to be honest,
I think we asked a lot of them. We just forgot to say who they were from.
No. I asked the Twitter ones. I forgot to ask the Facebook ones. So if you sent us questions and I didn't ask them, it's my fault. But to be honest, let's be honest here. You already know what they would have said. All right. You know what? There wasn't too much point asking these guys questions.
If you really got something, just message them at Flat Earth Hub and grill them and see what you're getting back.
Yeah. So go for it. Nick DeCoon, as always, thanks for
he was the angriest man about the Flat
Earth. He was, and rightly so. Round.
No, I wasn't angry about the Flat Earth at all, because either way I wouldn't care if the Earth was flat, but they couldn't prove it to me, not even like a little bit to me, but make me be like, well, maybe I should look into that. But then when they said
flat Earth theory is pretty much synonymous with kind of ignorance? I want to say ignorance. But
ignorance and religion. And as soon as they said they're hiding flat Earth from us, all the millions of people who have everything to do with Earth being a globe and every technology that we know is all fake, and they're just doing that to hide God. I was like, come on. Come on.
Yeah, fuck. Jesus.
Hide Brutal. God.
Anyways, I can't think of anyone else. You know, the fan support has been unreal. We love it. We appreciate it.
Yeah, probably 213 followers.
Yeah, but between Facebook and like the emails we get from fans, like it's lots. And thanks, guys. We really appreciate it. We always try to respond. We always try to get people on the show. We've got a whole lot, like a long list of people that we're trying to get on the show. I can't remember that girl's code name we're supposed to use, so I don't want to say her real name.
We got a list, and we forget.
Caroline? Was that her code name?
Her code name is Caroline. Agent Caroline.
Agent Caroline. We'll get you on.
Correspondent Caroline.
Yeah. Definitely. We need to talk to her.
Hayden?
Hayden. Where's Hayden been?
We haven't messaged him. We forgot about him the one time.
Yeah.
But he's on the Dulce base. He's on it. I know he is.
Yeah, we'll get on touch with him. If you want to come on, get us on Skype, meteor.studios.
We're calling people all the time.
We drop lines whenever we're in the studio, and I always message when we're going to be in studio. Sometimes it's pretty late, but we're always up to chat with you guys when we're in studio. My phone died now, and he sent us a wicked Twitter story. Figus Diggum or something. I can't remember. I don't know if that's his name, but if he's listening, he'll know. He sent us like a 10-part like story. Man, send us that in a private message or an email or add us in Skype. Tell us that story, man. It sounded like a creepy story. I definitely want to hear it. If we can get you on live, that'd be awesome.
Oh, I found him. Figgle Diggus.
Figgle Diggus. I was pretty close.
Yeah, Figgle Diggus.
Man, he had a great story. Trace to Death. Everyone who gave a shit for the flat earth, you know,
we love you.
We love you. Give us shit. We don't care.
Yeah, we like it.
Everyone who loved us for flat earth, are you fucking nuts? There's around people.
You know what? I'm not going to lie. There was some people in the conversation that were extremely fucking nuts. There was these one guys. I'm not even going to say who they were. They had attached their Twitter account, God hates fags, and like all this super fucking prejudiced, racist stuff, KKK stuff. So you guys, no,
fuck right
sorry,
off.
Get out, get out.
Yeah,
we're not that here. We're not about that here.
Yeah, we love everyone.
Website alientheorist.com.
Is it up?
It's not up, but it's coming.
It's coming.
It's coming short. It's coming shortly.
Our own dedicated site, so people stop finding Ryan's phone number.
Stop finding my
him.
Phone number and texting me. You'll still always be able to find it now that you know it's Meteor Studios in Kelowna, BC. But we're going to have, thanks to our t-shirt winner, Danica, she's recommended we get some forums going. Alien Theorist forums, Prolapser forums.
Prolapser forums?
Yeah.
She I can't believe that's stuck.
Hashtag Prolapsers.
Oh, yeah.
Is the official followers of the Alien Theorist Theorizing podcast.
Yeah, that's because
horrible fetish. Like
it started as a joke, and now people have ripped off.
And we tried to there was a active push against it from in studio,
and it didn't happen.
And
there should be.
And it happened. You know, it just happened naturally. So
a bunch of prolapsers.
Man, there's some.
I hope prolapsing doesn't come naturally.
I think it was Tattooed Banana was like, oh, I listened to an episode. Fully hashtag prolapse like a sock in the wind, baby. And I was like, oh. That's terrible.
Anyways, it started as a joke and now it has progressed and we can't stop it. So we're going to embrace it and go
for it. So what are these forums?
Forums. So we're going to have Alien Theorist Theorizing Forums. I'm going to connect to the website where maybe we'll post the topic like a few days before. Everyone gets on there, shoots the shit, has their ideas, counter or... like pro or con, and we're going to read them and we're going to use those on the case files.
Oh man, that's awesome. So it's like a board where people can literally theorize.
Everyone is going to be an alien theorist what's going to happen.
Man, it's fucking genius. Danica is a G. Your t-shirt's coming, I promise.
It's not coming.
It's coming. No, it is. It is.
What's the status? Yeah.
The status
if
is...
if you could only see his face.
The statuses are coming.
It's MIA. The status is MIA. No, even the status is MIA, not even the t-shirts.
Hey, I said this when she won. I said...
You said 1 to 6 months, and it's been almost 3.
Yeah, so I got 3 more months. Okay. All right, get off my back. It's okay. They're coming. Don't worry.
The forums are going to be sweet. I don't know how they're going to work, so I'm not technically...
Oh, see, forums.
Forums.
I thought you were saying forms.
Yeah, alien forms.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I was like, alien forms.
Forums. Forum.
No, okay, forum, yeah.
F-O-R-U-M.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Forum.
I'm down with that. You sold me on the forums too.
Well, you know what? On the website, there will be forums to get a hold of us. You type in how you found us and your name and email, and that comes right to us. But that's different than the forums.
Yeah. All right.
Well, anyways, that's coming. Be quicker than Braden's shirts, I'll tell you that much.
We'll see.
Yeah, no, I'm telling you, it's going to be quicker than your shirts.
Probably. You know, it's because we're not releasing just one shirt, we got a couple. Anyways. Danica, thanks for that great idea. It's genius.
Genius, genius. That's it.
You know what else? The fucking flat earthers fucked me up so bad. I didn't say life will find a way last episode.
I know. If someone called Joe, and I just said on Twitter, life don't find a way in a flat earth.
Yeah. So that's, you know, I don't know.
That will be the one episode. Well, actually, no, I think there was two. There was one early on where you didn't say it, but
I don't even know if I should continue it. You know what? I'm just going to hold off, and maybe I'll bring it back naturally one day.
Yeah, it's got to come natural. If you force it, it sounds stupid.
The life's been drained from me at this point. anyways, find us always on Facebook, Alien Theorist Theorizing. Our response rate's pretty good.
We're like under 15 minutes.
Yeah.
So send us a message, and I will stop working. But still be getting paid and respond to you.
Sometimes I respond.
Sometimes I respond again because I didn't see the first response.
And follow us on Twitter @ Truth Is Out There, Turr. And the same thing happens. You send
get
a message.
Double tweeted.
I tweet you and then Ryan tweets you, or Ryan tweets you and then I tweet the exact same message.
And then we call each other and say, you dummy, I already tweeted them.
And follow Dan on Twitter at Space Oddity.
At Dan Space Oddity.
Dan Space Oddity.
Dan Space Oddity.
I barely know how to work Twitter, so you can follow me. There's nothing on there.
Dan, did I tell you about the girls who were asking what you look like?
No.
There's these two girls, Sabine and Margaret?
We said it last episode, and I forgot.
I did. But they were doing a...
You got a crush, Dan.
They were doing a road trip, and they had messaged us asking what you look like. And then I was like, well, what do you guys think he looks like? And one was like, I think he's handsome, and he doesn't wear glasses. And the other girl was like, I think he's nerdy hot and does wear glasses. And I was like, so one of you guys thinks he's Superman, and one of you thinks he's Clark Kent. I was like, he falls somewhere in the middle. And then I linked your Twitter. I was like, find out for yourself. So if you had some more followers. Anyways, oh, we got a nice tweet from someone. I can't remember who said, they're like, thanks, Braden, Ryan, Andrew, Dan, for getting me hooked on podcasts.
That was the same guy who told us the story.
Figgle Diggum?
Yep.
Fignus?
I don't know. Diggless. I'm not pulling it back up.
Anyways, thanks for that, man. You know, that was...
It's Cyril Figgis from...
One last shout out. We do have female fans. I think I did a quick count and it was like over 30%. So fuck you, Andrew.
Or we're just getting catfished.
Or. Well, there's always a couple on there.
Anyways, that's it for the week. I'm Braden.
I'm Zell.
I'm Dan.
Keep those eyes on the skies.